do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5, that this is letter number 1363, and this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Tevis in the year Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing this to Rav HaGoyen, to the great genius, and this is Shlomo Greenwald from Yerushalayim. A lot of titles here, Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, it was with pleasantness that I received your letter from the 17th day of Teves, in which you are writing about the request of the students that I should mention them for good, especially for the study of Torah with Yira Shamayim, with fear of heaven. So I'm hereby attaching a response letter to them, and for sure you will add commentary and explanation and to according to what you see fit. I trust your, I rely on your understanding that you will do a great job. You write in your letter of the 18th of Tevis that it was, that it will be, and it was, depending on that, it was the wedding. Because it says it'll be, because this letter was written 23rd day of Tevis, so they corrected it to was. Possibly the Rebbe started writing the letter and then it was delayed, and then later on, so they fixed it from will be to that it was. That your son, the wedding of your son, Achosn, Mr. Mordechai Tzvi Sheyichya, with his kala, and I express hereby my blessing of Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. It should be in a good and a successful time, hour, and they should build a home in Israel on the pillars of the Torah and the mitzvahs as articulated in the Hasidic teaching. And you should see from them lots of Yiddish, Hasidish, and Achas with blessings from Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. A note the Rebbe puts on the bottom is that I am also attaching the public letter as it is connected to the festival of festival, which is Yutus Kislev, and also a script. Script is a sending of a package, which would be like a dargash, that's a drosha geshank, that's a gift for the chasen kala, they call it. So that's the Rebbe's gift, a wedding gift. So the Rebbe says, I am sure that you are a relation, that you come, you're a stem of the root of the Greenwald Rabbonim of Ungarn. Rebbe is saying to you, to him. And I would be interested to know more details. Also, you write that your wife is the daughter of Rabbi Aaron Slutsky. And I am interested to know about how he his occupation is in the Kabbalah, in the mysticism study, and if he has items that he has published or in writing, and if it's possible to receive a copy of them. The fact that you write with regards to Ra'uni Ne'orim, so it says in the I guess the person wrote the Rebbe in his modest way, that he did not return the Rebbe's letter that I guess the Rebbe sent him before, so he used a verse that's in Pasuk in Iyov. Over there it says, "Rauni na'arim v'nechbo." He sees called the youngsters saw me, so they went into hiding, and which means they didn't want to show themselves. They didn't want to, you know, they were nowhere to be found, you know, where it's in halacha there is something about not, you know, being in front of your teacher or to show yourself. I have to look it up exactly, but he was basically saying, you know, he's too humble. He didn't see himself worthy to respond to the Rebbe because he was like modest in a way that, like a youngster, hides himself, doesn't show himself. And this is based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Yeridaya. But the Rebbe says that doesn't really apply. That only applies for a youngster to go there and greet this person. You better stay aside. But when the elder greets you, you should respond. So the Rebbe said, not responding to my letter is not the, apparently that's not the the right thing. The Rebbe also referenced him to the Bigura, the Bigura Agro over there in Sima Kuf Lamed Ches. Rabbi asks a question over here from Menachas, and at different times Rabbi is bringing in several questions. I have to look up the source over there to fully understand what the Rebbe, but the Rebbe is bringing him, quite some interesting ideas over here. But anyway, so that's this letter. So.